Surprised by Joy, Reflections on the Psalms, The Four Loves, and The Business of Heaven by C.S. Lewis. The Early Years and the Quest for Joy. As I reflect on my early life, I am reminded of the profound journey that led me from atheism to Christianity, a journey that was both unexpected and transformative. In my book, Surprised by Joy, The Shape of My Early Life, I chronicle this path, which was marked by a relentless pursuit of a feeling I could only describe as joy. My childhood was not without its challenges. After my mother's death from cancer, my father, though loving, was not well attuned to the needs of my brother and me. We were sent to a series of boarding schools, each with its own brand of cruelty and neglect. At one such school, I endured the tyranny of a schoolmaster who was, in my later judgment, insane. Yet it was not the oppression from above that wore me down, but rather the relentless bullying from my peers. As I noted, hardly any amount of oppression from above takes the heart out of a boy like oppression from his fellows. Despite these hardships, my early years were also filled with moments of beauty and wonder. One such moment was when my brother created a miniature garden in the lid of a biscuit tin. This simple act evoked in me a deep longing, a feeling that I later came to call joy. It was a longing not for the garden itself, but for something just beyond it, something that seemed to point to a greater reality. The erosion of faith and the search for meaning. As I grew older, my faith began to erode. At my next boarding school, I was influenced by the house matron, Miss C., who introduced me to the vagueness of occultism. Her conversations, though well-intentioned, drew me away from the Christian faith of my childhood. I found myself in a cool evening of higher thought, where there was nothing to be obeyed and nothing to be believed except what was either comforting or exciting. This period was marked by a deep-seated desire for intellectual freedom, which I associated with atheism. I turned away from religion, seeing it as restrictive and oppressive. Yet the feeling of joy persisted, haunting me like a ghost. I immersed myself in literature and philosophy, seeking to understand this elusive feeling. Every intellectual and aesthetic pleasure I encountered, however, fell short of the supreme joy I yearned for. The influence of mentors and friends. My journey took a significant turn when I came under the tutelage of Mr. Kirkpatrick, known as the Great Knock. He was a demanding but wonderful teacher who instilled in me a love for Greek, Latin, and logical reasoning. Under his guidance, I prepared to attend Oxford University, where I would eventually meet men who would change the course of my life. At Oxford, I befriended J.R.R. Tolkien and other Christians who challenged my atheism. Their faith was not something they wore on their sleeves, but was deeply embedded in their lives. Through our conversations and debates, I began to see Christianity in a new light. Tolkien, in particular, played a crucial role in my spiritual journey, helping me to understand the Christian narrative in a way that resonated with my own experiences of joy. The reluctant conversion. My conversion to Christianity was not a sudden epiphany, but a gradual process. I resisted the idea of God, seeing him as a divine meddler who wanted to intrude into my life. I preferred the solitude of my own thoughts and the freedom to pursue my intellectual interests without divine interference. However, the more I tried to ignore God, the more I felt his presence. It was as if I was playing a game of chess, and God was the opponent who was slowly cornering me. Each step I took, from the absolute to spirit and from spirit to God, was a reluctant acknowledgement of a reality I could no longer deny. Eventually, I realized that God was not something to be obeyed because of fear or duty, but because he was God, and his presence was the source of the joy I had been seeking all my life. The discovery of true joy. When I finally surrendered to God, I found that the feeling of joy was not something I had to pursue. It was a byproduct of my relationship with him. I realized that joy is not a thing we can seek out or make happen. It is the result of contemplating something greater than ourselves. The worldly pleasures that had once seemed so appealing now paled in comparison to the divine joy that I experienced through my faith in Christ. I came to understand that the universe is not just a collection of material things, but a place where the transcendent and the eternal intersect with the mundane. As I wrote, the universe rings true where you fairly test it. The horror of the Christian universe, which had once seemed so oppressive, now revealed itself as a doorway to a new mode of existence, one where even death was not the end, but the beginning of something new. Reflections and realizations. Looking back on my journey, I am struck by the simplicity and yet the profundity of my conversion. It was not a grand repentance from fleshly indulgence, but a recovery of a childlike wonder at the world and its mysteries. I realized that idealism, which had once been so appealing, cannot be lived. It is a mere abstraction. True joy, on the other hand, is rooted in reality, in the living presence of Christ. As I reflect on my life, I am reminded of the words I once wrote. When we are lost in the woods, the sight of a signpost is a great matter. For me, the signpost was the feeling of joy, which pointed me towards God. Once I was back on the road, the signposts lost some of their gloss, but the journey itself became the destination. I no longer felt the need to pursue joy. It had become an integral part of my life, a reminder of the divine presence that underpins all of existence. In the end, my journey was one of surprise and joy, a journey that transformed me from a cold rationalist to a joyful Christian. It was a journey that taught me that true joy is not something we find in the world, but something the world points to, a joy that can only be fully experienced through a loving relationship with God.